Hello everyone. It's been long I said those words. Hi everyone. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, or night. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Welcome to the year 2024. I don't know where to start my apology from. First of all, I want to apologize to every single one of you for the extremely long and unnecessary, okay, to an extent it was sort of necessary, but the unnecessary part and even the necessary part for not informing you beforehand and for running away. Well, I didn't run away. Okay, this is seeming like a soliloquy, but yeah, I want to apologize for the long break in transmission. It was almost even seeming like not a break anymore. I want to sincerely apologize. Okay, let me not dramatize it. But yeah, I really want to apologize to you guys for not releasing an episode sooner and not letting you know when an episode will be out. You know, one of the things I was really scared of was saying that an episode would be out and then not releasing an episode. And I'm just really sorry that you had to go through that. I also want to specifically apologize to all the people who have called, texted, nudged, pushed me to finally record this episode. So thank you for that encouragement. Thank you for the words that you said. No matter how little you think it may have been, it's definitely planted a seed in my heart and led to the final picking of this microphone and recording and, you know, just putting things together to share with you. So I really apologize. I planned to spend 5 minutes to apologize, but it's looking like it's not getting to 5 minutes. So let me just, my guess, I really apologize. So happy new year everyone. Welcome to 2024. I guess it's already the month of March, and it's going to be a great year. If it did not look like a great year in January and February, I promise you that from the month of March, things are going to start looking up. Like, it's going to be an amazing year. 2024 is going to be the year that blows your mind. And I'm not just saying this because, you know, I want to say sweet words, but there's just a lot of signs everywhere that 2024 is not going to be a normal year. It's going to be a really, really, really life-changing year for many people. And 2024 is the year of God. It's the year that God calls his people back to him. It's the year that God dispatches men to take over places in society that we could have only dreamed of. But it's the year where men are going to really see the side of God that they have never seen before. And I'm so excited, right? To be, like, what a time to be alive, right? I'm so excited that we get to be alive in this year. It's going to be a beautiful year. It's going to be a glorious year. It's going to be an amazing year. Yeah, basically. So how are you doing? How are you? I hope that you are doing well. I hope that your year is up to a great start. I hope that January and February have not been too hectic on you. I hope that you know that you are loved by God. I hope that you know that he is your only sufficiency and he's the only place of your comfort. That's interesting. Yes, but yes, he's the only place of your comfort. And I hope that you are leaning on Jesus as much as you are supposed to be leaning on him. I hope that you are trusting in the Lord with all your heart and not leaning on your own understanding. I just really hope that you're doing good. Please do let me know in the comments or text me, right? Let me know how you're doing. I would really love to receive a text from you guys. But yeah, once again, I just want to thank every single one of you for just the support, the love, the encouragement, the Thank you. I'm really grateful. On behalf of Cedars, I am grateful. I am so grateful. I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to God. I'm so grateful. And maybe I don't say it enough, but or maybe I say it too much. I don't know. But yeah, I am so grateful to every single one of you. I am so grateful. You guys are amazing. Prosta, like, you're amazing. You're amazing. You're so... I'm not saying this because you listen to the episode. Honestly, your listen, I cherish it. But more than that, you are a very... You're a gift, right? And you're a very strong support system. And I'm just grateful to God for every single one of you. Thank you so much. I thank you so much. Well, on this very long break, we got to 1,000... Okay, 1,000 plus, because right now I don't know how many it is, but the last time I checked it was 1,000 plus listens, right, on all episodes. And oh my God, I was like, I wish I could share this. God. I was like, oh my God, I want to share this, because this is big news. But then again, I was not posting because I was like, if I post, they'll ask me when an episode is coming out, so let me just run. So I want to apologize again for running and for not posting and for not sharing. I'm sure when I share the flyer for this episode, everyone is gonna be like, finally. Man, I apologize, guys. The Lord will keep granting us strength and keep granting us grace and keep teaching us to obey him and keep teaching us to love him and keep teaching us to remain in him, keep teaching our feet to not wander. He will keep ordering our steps and he will keep helping us, teaching our hands to war and our fingers to fight. 8 minutes introduction. It's good. Yeah. Okay, so welcome to another episode of Cedars in Lebanon again. This episode is going to be short, hopefully. Not very short, but short. Yes. Yeah. So, okay. I want to first of all say some of the things that are going to probably, as Lord helps us, not probably, God is going to help us, and I'm sure God is going to help me and us, and I'm sure. But yeah, some of the things that are going to be happening, like, right, in 2024 with Cedars in Lebanon. So, well, not the whole 2024, but just for now. The first thing is, there's gonna be one episode in 2 weeks now, not every week, but for now. So, but as time goes on, hopefully, we're gonna be able to record more and so make it or return it back to that one episode a week. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. One episode in 2 weeks, but it does not mean that there will not be some times when the episodes come out one week. So yeah, but definitely a promise is that you will not go 2 weeks without an episode by God's grace. No, I'm going to be serious with it. One of the things that I've decided to now seriously take serious is disciplining myself to record as often as possible, so that there's always something for you to listen to and there's always a word from God for you. That's one. The second thing is, I guess this one is not a very technical thing, it's just that it's just by design. Yeah, the second thing is that this year I'm gonna try to share more, right? Like share more experiences, share more stories. I like telling stories, in case you've not realized, in case you've not noticed, I love hearing stories and I like telling stories, because I learn by stories. I mean, right, most of the Bible are, okay, well, not most, but a good amount of the Word of God are stories of the lives of men. And sometimes we don't even look at the words that the men said. We just look at how they lived their life. We just look at the things that they did. We just look at the wars that they fought. We just look at the way that they spoke to God. we just look at the manner, their heart, and we learn from these stories. And so I really love hearing stories. And of course, I also like telling stories. So I guess it's one of the things that I've decided to do this year is just to share more experiences and stories. I mean, I'm really not that experienced though. I've not gone through a lot. I mean, I've gone through a lot, but not too much in life. But the little that I do have, I will share just so that you guys can get to, should I say, know me? I don't know whether that's the word, but yeah, but so that you guys can just get to relate, because the use of the word of God is not just so that we hear it and feel so poetic or feel so moved by the word and that it just ends there, right? The aim of the word is to be applied in our daily lives. So yeah, I would share some experiences as God helps us. Amen. Okay, so now to the episode. What I'm sharing today. So I've prepared 6 tips. Hopefully it ends at 6 in Jesus' name. But yeah, I've prepared 6 tips for the year 2024. This is an episode that was supposed to be, this is something I'm supposed to have released in January. Because you'd be like, I've already started my year. Why are you giving me the tips now? But 2024 still has 10 months left. And the most can happen in 10 months. What am I talking about? The most can happen in 1 month. So yeah, I have 6 tips for the year 2024. And the things that will make your 2024 worthwhile, will make your year beautiful. Maybe not all the things, right? But a few things that will help you in this year, 2024. Okay, so let's delve right into it. I'm gonna start from, the first thing. So the first thing is the fear of God. I've talked about this thing. No, maybe I've not talked too much about it, but I've thought about it a lot. I've sat down, I've thought about this for the longest. This particular thing has been on my mind for a long time. The fear of God. You know, the Bible says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. He mentions it in many places in scripture. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Especially in the book of Proverbs. I think it's also in one place in Psalms. But yeah, if you're going to have a year that is going to be amazing, you're going to have to remember to fear God above all else. And give no space for familiarity. Because it's so easy to get used to God. It's so easy to get familiar. It's a very thin line. And I don't know, most times we don't realize it, but we are on the verge of getting familiar and used to God. You're used to your devotion. So it's just something you read and pass. And you don't take time to actually think about the words that you've read. Or you're used to your time of prayer, that when you go there, you're looking at the time, waiting for the time to clock. You're counting time and not living the moment with Him. Or you go there and you're just speaking in tongues without actually thinking about what it is doing to you and what is going on in you. Familiarity is a way to just remove yourself from the blessings attached to a man or a person or to God. So a man that becomes familiar with God, or a thing, or a man, because it does not only apply to God, but because we're talking about the fear of God, I'm just focused on God. Whatever you become familiar with will not bless you. So the first point is just to have the fear of God. Don't lose your reverence. Don't lose your awe. Don't lose your wonder. a sign that you are losing your wonder or losing your awe will be that you begin to do things in your own strength. You begin to actually have the ability to do some things on your own. Like, I don't even know how best to put this. Let me share a story. I've started. Okay, but yeah, I'm serious. This story, I don't know where I will start from or how to even share the story, but I will share it. I was going through a book. Okay, so I think I've mentioned this before, that I have journals from a few years ago. So like they have stocked up. I write, so I keep journals, and so I have journals from a few years ago that I have kept. And so there is this one journal that the first journal I had, the very very first one I had, when I first started journaling, which was during COVID year. And so I opened the journal one day to read. I don't know, I think that season I was just in a season of not dryness. Okay, dryness was part of it, but then it was just a very testy time. And so the Lord was just leading me to open the journal. So I was like, okay, what? No, let's just open it. And so I opened it and saw this page where I wrote this really long paragraph. Like, very, very long. What was I asking God in the paragraph? Because it was a prayer. Like, it was a prayer from me to God. And what was I asking for? I was asking God to help me, because I was going to lead praise and worship in my home cell group. My home cell group of 4 or 5 people. I was going to lead praise and worship and see the way I was crying to God. And then I just looked at it and my heart broke. My heart really broke, because I realized that from then till now, it's like I had become, because the Lord led me to repent. I mean, God is good, oh. God is good. He's so good. Anyway, but yes, I read it and my heart broke, and I just realized that from then till now, I'm not as dependent on him as I was then when it comes to that part of my life, when it comes to that singing or ministering, right, in form of songs. Like, I did not go to God as often as I did then, whenever I was supposed to lead worship or lead praise, or some people are going to be shocked because I'm mentioning lead praise here. They're like, you lead praise? Anyway, let me just keep it aside. But yeah, yes, like then I it was like I needed God more, like so much. And right now, I'm even leading worship in front of a larger number. And it's like, I don't go to God with that same, God, if you don't help me, I'm finished. I mean, I say it, but it was like the state of my heart was not communicating the same thing to God. And I was just like, oh God, I've missed it. I have missed it. Jesus. I was like, God, help me. I have really missed it. And yeah, he just started pointing out to me that the fear of God, it's honor for God. It's reverence for God. It's respect for God. It is more than just... I mean, sometimes the way we take the name of God to please is alarming. I'm not even going to go into that much. But it's alarming sometimes. Like, do we really think he's our mate? I don't know. Maybe I feel like I'm scolding. But no, but it's the truth. Think about it. Because, A, the fear of God. So don't lose your wonder, don't lose your awe, don't lose your reverence for God. Always see anyone speaking through the mouth of God as God speaking. I don't know if that made sense, but yeah. And never not need God. Always be insufficient. Always need him. Always want him. He wants to be wanted, right? He wants to be needed. So fear God. it will take your year. It will change your life. I'm telling you the truth. It will change your life. A man who reverences God, you're not far from him. You're not far from being blessed by him. So yeah. The second thing is that your mind carries so much power. So engage your mind. There's a scripture that I want to read before I go on to actually talk about this point. It's in Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Very popular scripture. Like, we always used to quote it back at, Sunday school, and then, back in my home, like, when we grew up, we always quoted this scripture. So it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Oh, I love that my Bible version uses meditate on these things instead of thinking. Because let me tell you guys something. There's something I recently started trying. It works like magic. Okay, magic is not the word to use, but like, it works like, I recently just started trying it like 2 weeks and a half ago. And oh my God. Hey, Jesus. See, I will not testify of something that I have not tasted, right? So I'm about to testify to you guys that meditation, thinking, imagining, painting pictures in your mind is powerful. Jesus. In Ephesians 3:20, when he said, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think, he meant it. Like, thinking, oh my God. You guys, your mind is the powerhouse. I don't want to say it's powerhouse of your life, but your mind is a powerhouse. It is crazy. I'm talking like this because I've tried it and I know that I've seen that it works. 2 weeks. You guys, paint a picture in your mind. You know, when I started, I was like, oh my God, I've been wasting a lot of time because I've not been painting pictures. Paint a picture in your mind and pray on it. See, go wild. I don't know. Think big. I remember that book by Ben Carson that I read that year. I was like, Jesus, what is this book? But yeah, the power of the mind knows no limits. I'm reminded of the story of the people that built the Tower of Babel. These guys, they had started building. At some point, the Lord was just like, let us scatter them because what they have placed in their mind to do, there's a particular version, I don't remember exactly which one, Message or ERV or TP does not have Genesis. But yeah, like one of those versions that actually says that what they have placed in their mind to do, they will do it. I was like, my God. See, your mind has so much power. How do I even do it now? Now I just paint a picture. When I was testing it out, because it was someone I heard someone say it. He talked about it, and so I was like, okay, I will put this into practice. And so I took the next day of my, like the next day, because I mean, I want to practice it as quick as possible and see how quick it works or how well it works or if it works. And so I took the next day. Okay, the day I got to hear about it, learned it, and how to meditate, and that you actually think and pray alongside, I said, okay, I'm going to paint the next day as a picture in my head. You guys, I'm serious. It works like magic. Oh God. I'm actually excited talking about this. It works so, oh God. Oh my God. So yeah, I took the next day and I painted a picture of how I wanted the next day, like my next day, to look like, and I just prayed on it. Like, I just, not what you'd call a serious prayer, as in kabaya kabaya, but no, like a silence, just a silence under my breath prayer, like, this is what should happen. And then I started expecting it. The next day came. I kid you not, the way I like I thought I was dreaming, because to the details, like to the, because I imputed details, because I was like, if it really works, then these details too will be there. To the details. After it happened, I was like, okay, interesting. Let's try the weekend. So I painted my weekend. I painted how I wanted my weekend to look like. I was still trying days. And the weekend came and it happened. Maybe not exactly now. This time it not happened, because I mean I dreamt bigger, but the many of the big things I dreamt of did not exactly happen the way I expected them to happen. But chai, oh my god, what happened? Even if that didn't happen the way I wanted it to happen, I probably not have been happy. But thank god it happened the way it did happen. I was like, oh my god, this thing works. And so from that day I started painting. In 2 years from now, I mean, we get so busy that we forget that time is actually going. In 2020, I did not know this is where I was going to be in 2024. I didn't see this. And when I say paint a picture, see a thing, I don't mean like, okay, yeah, I mean, some people are privileged to see, but I mean you painting that picture according to the will of God. The most important thing is that it's according to the will of God, because the Lord said whatever they put in their mind to do, whatever they imagine to do, they will do. So that means that even when you imagine to do what is not good, it will be hard for him to change your mind. That's the power of the mind. It's amazing. Let me just stop here. I begin to go. But yeah, it works. Meditate on what is true. What is true? The word of God. You get it? That verse, Joshua 1:8, the book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth, and you shall meditate upon it day and night. Day and night, day and night. If you're thinking about the word of God, your 2024 will be super. It will be super. I promise you, it will be super. Okay, I'm going to run now because of time. Third one is like, for every time you delay, this one is painful. It's painful to me too. So it's more painful to me. I don't know that it's painful to you, but let's be painful. For every time that you delay a dealing of the Lord, you are delaying a man's destiny and blessing. Because the Bible says that creation is waiting for the manifestation. Earnestly. Creation is earnestly waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So for every time that you... So that means that destiny... You're a son of God, right? Destinies are tied to you. Do you not... Like, do you believe that destinies are tied to you? And destinies of men depend on you. And so every time that you run away from the hand of God, or you try to escape a dealing, and the way God works is such that if you skip a class, you will come back and do the priestacha of that priestacha. You come back and do the astrobotica of that class. But yes, you come back and retake that class, and you will come back and learn the lesson of that class. So with God, don't delay or try to escape a dealing. Every time that the Lord is working on you is because he wants you to be a blessing, and he wants to use you for his glory. Don't try to run into your shell and, you know, not live out the life that he is teaching you to live. The Lord is going to be instructing you a lot this year. He's going to be giving you a lot of instructions. He's going to be giving you a lot of he's going to be placing a lot of demands on you. That's one of the things that is really going to happen this year. God is going to be demanding a lot from his sons. I'm saying it like the year has not come, but the year has started. But yes, I'm sure it has started anyway. But yes, God is going to be demanding things from his sons. And so the longer you push it, the longer you're delaying a man's blessing. If you think about this long and hard enough, you realize that it's cruel. It's cruel that the blessing of a man is being shifted by one day because you have chosen not to wait on God in prayer and fasting. You think about it. You understand? I mean, yes, the Lord will grant you speed and have mercy on you, but there are some things that are hard to recover. There are some, take it from me. There are some things that are really hard to recover. So for every time you push a dealing of God, or every time you push an instruction, you're delaying a man's blessing. The next one is move out of the place of your comfort. Hey, 2024, see, I know that yes, we're a generation that likes to rest and chill and allow things to just flow, go with the flow. We like to not be stressed, but I put it to you today, very humbly, that you need to move out of the place of your comfort. We cry more. I'm thirsty for more. I want to drink. I want to go deeper. I mean, there's an episode on the podcast titled The Deepest Well. You should listen to that. It will absolutely bless you. But yes, how you hunger for more and how you want more. But there's not much that God can do with you on the level that you're on. The more you're crying for is on another level. And so if you want that more, you have to be willing to make some sacrifices and pay some prices of obedience, the price of consecration. You have to be willing to pay the price in pain and carry your cross and just do all these things so that you can move to the level that your more is on. No level is home in God. The only place that is home in Christ is Christ. It's only Christ that is home. It's only Christ that is home. So there's no level. There's no level in God. There's no level in the realms of the spirit, should I say, that should be home to you. You should never get okay. Or should never be satisfied, rather, with just what you have seen, because there's always more. And so for you to get to that more, you have to move out of the place of your comfort. Look at the life of Abraham. If Abraham never moved out of his hometown, we never would have heard of all the glorious things that God did with him, or the kind of man that he was. And it's just important. In God, in him dwells the fullness. That's his scripture. I'm sorry that I'm just quoting the scriptures and without saying where they are, because I don't know, I didn't write them down. Just coming. But yeah, in him dwells the fullness. Okay, the scripture actually says in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. But in him dwells fullness. And so you should not settle for just what you've seen, because what you've seen is not fullness yet. It's not fullness yet at all. Go for more. And for you to go for more, you have to move out of the place of your comfort. You have to go for more, literally. You have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. You have to understand that for everything, and this is not just for like in spiritual things, let's bring it home. But it's not just for spiritual things, even for example, your academics, right? Or your workplace, your job, your career, the works of your hands, your businesses. The Lord is telling you branch out into something, but you're afraid because, I mean, these are waters that you've never entered in before. Move out of the place of your comfort zone. Don't be comfortable. There's nothing good ever dwells. Oh, now I can say this. Nothing great ever dwells in shallow waters. There's nothing good that comes out of being in the shallow waters. Enter into the deep. Go deeper. Go deeper. And for you to go deeper, you have to actually move. You have to actually go. Shallow waters are very comfortable. But the only thing you find in shallow waters are... You won't even find shrimps in shallow waters. But if you want a whale, you have to go into the deep. So yeah, move out of the place of your comfort. Second to the last one, number 5. Hey, I'm giving it number. It's like I'm preaching. I'm not preaching, please. But yeah, the second to the last one is, okay, actually, what I have here is for creatives, but now that I want to say it, it's not for creatives alone. It's for every single one of us. God wants to use you. He loves what you do. He knows what you carry. And he wants to use it for his glory. He loves what you do. He knows what you carry. And he wants to use it for his glory. He wants to use the things in your life, the blessings of your life, to bless men too. He wants to use the giftings that you have to bless men. He wants to use the works of your hands to bless men. The reason why I wrote for creatives is because the gifts, right? I mean, I know that Proverbs says that the gift of a man makes room for him, right? But even in that making room, right, for you, there's the fact that it blesses people. It blesses people. I'm reminded about the story of talents where God gave a man five and a man two and a man one. And the man with one, his excuse was that, I know that you are a wicked master and you like to reap where you do not sow, so I just buried it in the ground. And for many of us, that's like what, I mean, we're not saying with our mouth, but the actions that we are taking and the things that we're doing, this is what is preaching, that you're burying what God has given to you to bless men in the ground. Under the premise of, it's not enough. It's not good enough. I say this very carefully, but I also say it very intentionally because it is true for many of us. It used to be true for me. Now God is really, really helping me. God is helping me. Hey, God is helping me. Because I used to be so skeptical about putting the things that I work on out there in terms of writing, or even there are still even some things I do that I've never brought myself to just share because I'm just skeptical. But this is something that God is teaching me, that He loves what I do and He's the one that gave it to me, and so I will answer on the last day on what I've done with it, like the guys with talents. So yeah. And also, nothing is too small for God to use. If God has told you, this is what I will use, then it's because He knows that He can use it. Look at Moses and the rod. I mean, Moses' situation was even not as... Moses did not even have as much as some of us do. And we're calling it small. But Moses had a rod. And God told him how to use that rod. And look at what the rod did. It swallowed the snakes of the magicians of Pharaoh. I mean, like, what is your rod? What is in your hand? I know it is something you've probably heard over and again, but let it just be a reminder. That thing that God has given to you, that gift of speaking to people, right? That gift of lending a helping hand. Some things you don't even count them as gifts, right? Some things you don't even count them as talents, but not everybody does it like you do. God has given you that distinctiveness and the way and manner to do it in a way that will give Him glory. And so allow it to bless people. Allow God to use it to bring men to Him. Okay? Yeah. And then the last one, which is the one I'm going to name this episode after. It's supposed to be the one I'm supposed to talk about the longest, but because of time, I'll not... let's see how we go. The last one is love God. Very important. It's the most important, if not... Yeah, love God. Love God and love His people. Jesus said this is the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God. Love your neighbor as yourself. The reason why God said... the reason why He said love your neighbor as yourself is because man, there's a tendency of man to just love himself. It's in the nature of man to love himself. Like, you love yourself. Don't advise yourself that you do not. You do love yourself. You love yourself. And so the Lord is saying, extend that love that you do love, that love of yourself. There are things you will never do to yourself. Love your neighbor that same way. But yeah, first of all, love God. Because it's from the place of loving God that everything else will flow. It's from the place of loving God that you begin to love your neighbor. Everything I've mentioned in this place, if you truly and really give yourself wholly to loving God, these things will not be difficult. I mean, they are hard, though. They are not easy. I'm saying this from having experienced them, because I mean, like I said, I will not testify of what I've not tasted. But yes, having experienced them, I can say without a doubt that they are not easy at all. But when you love God, you just find yourself doing these things because of love. For love's sake. For love's sake. And the love of God is not, like, if you love God, it's not conditional. yeah, the love of God is not conditional towards you. So your love towards him should not be conditional. Don't love God on only sunny days when you don't need an umbrella. And, you know, you're not able to obey him because the day is cloudy. Because it's a gloomy day. On days when you're in the most pain, love God still. And what is loving God? I mean, he said in his word that I will know you love me if you keep my commandments. And so loving God is keeping his commandments. It's being obedient to his word. It's being obedient to the instructions he has given you. There is the personal instruction, the sure word of prophecy, the word of God that he has given unto all of us. And there are those specific things that God has told you to do. There are things that he has given you for the year 2024. There are prophecies that you heard at the beginning of the year. There are things, promises you made to God. Hey, let me enter this one. Promises you made to God at the beginning of the year. I remember the Lord reminded me of a promise I made last year, ending of last year. And I had not done it. I mean, thank God he reminded me when I still had grace to do it. Because if it was later I remembered, I would have been so crushed. But yeah, the Lord reminded me of this promise. And so I was like, oh my God, I first apologized, repented and all of that. And he was like, you know, there are promises you've made that you've not done. And he started taking me back. Thank God that I write these things down anyway. But he started taking me back to like some certain things I said I would do. Ah, Jesus, for you, I will do this. For you, I will go. It's so easy to promise, but when it's time to do what you promised? God. But anyway, yeah, he started reminding me of these things. And then he took me to a verse in Ecclesiastes. I don't remember exactly the verse now. Chai, this thing is not good though, that I'm not telling you where the verse is. But there's a verse in Ecclesiastes that says that it's better for you not to vow than to vow and not perform it. Ah, I saw that verse. I almost, I was like, oh my God, what did I vow? And so the Lord was just like, you know that I take your words very seriously. Do you really think that I'm not listening to what you say? Or do you think that taking what you're saying as a joke? I'm serious. This is what I was like, is that really how you feel, sir? Because I don't know. I'm sorry. Because it then occurred to me that subconsciously in my mind, it's like, I am just making these things, not realizing that God is actually taking them seriously. Every word that I say to him, everything that I speak to him, everything I tell him, he takes it so seriously. And I was just crushed. I was like, oh my God, have mercy on me. Because why would I even think that God would not take what I say seriously? Right? Does not make sense. But then, he takes the words I say seriously. So if I'm making a promise to God that, God, if you've told me to do this, I will do it. And I will close my eyes and I will run with you and I will not look back. Then he expects me to do that. And so loving him is obeying him even in that. Loving him is obeying his commandments. It's not conditional love. Hence the name I love you, but like, it's not conditional love. If you're going to love God, you're going to have to do that with the entirety of yourself. And you will give yourself wholly to him. You will give your life wholly to him. A few days ago, I was just telling God that I don't think that I love him as much as I would like to love him. I don't think that. And I say this carefully, right? But I don't think that I love him as much as I would like to love him. Because sometimes the opportunity to prove my love to him comes up and I give excuses. I create excuses. I create alternatives. And I was just telling God, like, if you don't teach me to love you, I don't know how to. And I might not love you. I might be saying it to my mouth that, oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you. No, that's not the song I wanted to sing. But yeah, I might be saying with my mouth that I love him so much. I love you. I love you. I love you. And even singing songs about love, loving God. But in actuality, I don't love him. And that's just a dangerous place to be. Convincing yourself that you do love him when in actuality you don't. And so the love of God is not conditional. It doesn't choose good days. It doesn't have good days or bad days. It's every day. Love is not, is more than just a feeling. If it was just a feeling, we would be doomed, because that means God will only love us when he feels like loving us. We really will be doomed. But love is intentional, that every day I choose that you are my satisfaction. I choose that you are the place that I will find rest. I wake up today and I just choose that I will love you over again. I choose to fall in love with you even when I don't feel like it. Even when my body, my soul, everything just wants to go off. But I choose to love you again today. I'll love you again today. And it's from that place that you will find strength and grace to love people. It's from that place that you will understand that this God that I love, he is fearful, and you will reverence him and you would have the fear of God. It's from the place of love that you would understand that he begins to teach you, he begins to lead you, he begins to guide you. You love him so you will listen, and he will tell you these things. He will tell you, this is what I've given to you, use it for my glory. It's in the place of love that you will be able to walk with him into the deep, that you'll be able to move out of your comfort zone, that you'll be able to hold his hand and close your eyes and just trust that where he's leading you to will be more than what you've ever dreamed of. It's in the place of love that you allow yourself to be dealt on by him, that you allow yourself to go through dealings and leadings by his spirit. It's in the place of love that you will find yourself again. It's because you love him that you set your eyes on him. And as you look to him, for we, beholding as in a mirror, are transformed into this image, even as from glory to glory. It's because you love him. It's because you love him that you will give your life entirely and wholly unto him. Love is not conditional. It doesn't choose when it's going to work or when it's not. So I leave you with these things, these six things to make your year. I promise you, if you take them as seriously as God is laying on your heart right now to take them, this year will be amazing for you. It might not look like your definition of amazing, but by the end of the year, you'll be able to say, this has been one of my best years. Because a man who loves God, there's no stopping him. There's no limits for him. So my prayer for you today, my prayer for you, my prayer for me, my prayer for all of us is just that the Lord helps us to love him. That the Lord helps us to lose focus on ourselves and on the works of our hands and shift our focus back to him. He's the object of our affection. Do you understand what that means? That there's nothing else that takes your love but him. And it's because you love him that you can now love everything else and everyone else. So even if it's your spouse, the person you're in a relationship with, whatever. It's because you love God that you can love them. It's because you love him that you can look at someone who insulted you or did something to hurt you, offended you, and still be like, for love's sake, I will put this aside and just love you. I will love you like God loves you, because he does love you. And so just loving God. Loving God. Loving God. If you love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might, there's no stopping you. So I just pray that God helps us, right? To love him. To love him. To love him. To love him so much that our every breath, every word that proceeds out of our mouth just speaks to our love for him. And everything that we do or say just reveals to men how he should be loved. Yeah. So for today, I'll end here. For today, I'll end here. Yeah. I want to thank you again for listening. And I want to encourage you to comment. I want to encourage you to share. I want to encourage you to listen again and keep listening to previous episodes. I forgot to say this. God, I'm messy. But yes, keep listening to previous episodes. They really will bless you. Yeah. And so the next couple of weeks, as God helps us, there will be some more episodes. I have a new Because of You episodes. I have a new Because of You episode cooking. It's gonna bless you. It's gonna bless you. Oh, it's gonna bless you so much. So yeah, do all to share, follow, I guess. Subscribe to the Telegram channel, follow. Yeah, just keep up, right? God bless you as you do so. So have an amazing year. Have an amazing week. Have an amazing month of March. I pray that this year and this month, and I pray that this year will be your best year yet. I pray that the Lord will help you to just walk closer and deeper in love with Him. And I pray that He will be the wind beneath your wings, and He will help you. He said that He's the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. So I pray that you realize and recognize when He's helping you, and you take a hold of that help. I know I said this episode was going to be short, but oh my God. Yeah, so thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing week, amazing year, and an amazing month. God bless you. See you next time. Bye-bye.